Ohio School Board to debate whether two teachers who mocked Charlie Kirk's death should be fired. By Catherine Hamilton on September 18, 2025. The Miamisburg School Board in Ohio is meeting on Thursday night to debate whether two teachers should remain employed after appearing to mock Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who was horrifically assassinated at Utah Valley University on September 10. Band teacher Steve Aylward allegedly posted a comment on his Facebook page about 31-year-old Kirk's death, appearing to suggest he called for his own assassination. And social studies teacher Rachel O'Connor was caught on video allegedly telling students Kirk was a terrible person. A video of her comments subsequently went viral on social media, WDTN reported. Petitions have reportedly been made, both for and against the educators continuing to hold state-funded positions of influence over young minds. Parent in Miamisburg alum Tony Huey, who had O'Connor as a teacher, created an online petition calling for the teachers to be terminated. He told the local outlet that her remarks about Kirk isn't something that shocks me coming from her. He said many parents like him do not want teachers who make derisive comments about a man who was publicly assassinated influencing their children. He said he hopes the school board makes the right call. If they don't, this is definitely something, you know, I'm going to take further, he said. Maybe the next Miamisburg City Council meeting that they have an even further than that if we need to. The Miamisburg School Board will meet Thursday night at 6 p.m. The public will be given a chance to speak at the end of the meeting. Since Kirk, a conservative movement leader and devout follower of Jesus Christ, was brutally murdered in front of thousands of college students, several teachers across the nation have been fired or placed on leave for posts appearing to celebrate his death. See here, 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 and here. The head of one of the nation's largest teachers' unions has also gone back to calling conservatives fascists and authoritarians and making comparisons to Nazis just days after Kirk was assassinated. The suspect in Kirk's assassination has been arrested and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. Authorities have since uncovered that Robinson was a radical leftist who was in a romantic relationship with a man who identifies as transgender. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.